disappointments. We are coming to you live from the Woman Caves in New York and Connecticut. My name is Leslie.
And my name is Melissa.
And we are Verbally Disastrous.
Hello, everyone. This is your host, Leslie M. Jasper, of the Verbally Disastrous podcast that can be found on over 20 podcast platforms, including YouTube. Now, this is part B on the discussion on the most random encounters between my co-host Melissa and I. This is the last half of the discussion, where we talk about everything from one-night stands, sharing each other's old war stories, and experiencing different events going on in life. For more information, head over to my website at www.constructiontales.com. Now, let's go dive in and finish the rest of the discussion. Come on, let's check it out.
Oh, God. You know, actually, I got a little toasty on Halloween, but nothing crazy.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I found a spot called American Whiskey.
Oh, nice.
And there's... It was in the Village, and then the bartender, really cool guy, Dominican fella, was telling me that there's a main spot up in Manhattan. My cousin's husband was telling me about Basil Hayden, which is a type of whiskey. And he was like, you know, it's really smooth and it's really good because he likes whiskey, like Leslie. He was telling me to go up to the Manhattan spot because they got all the different types of whiskey. So I was thinking if I can get you on a train to come down or whatever to try out this American whiskey, to try out some stuff. Gotta get at least Tom, try to get Tom to come around. I don't know if Donna wants to come, and maybe our buddy Sticky Bowls. we got our boy Sticky Bowls. But where, I gotta ask Sticky Bowls, where is his bar that he bartends? Maybe we gotta go there. I think it's in the Bronx.
Okay, that I could do. I'd rather go to the Bronx than the city. I'm not a big Manhattan lover.
No, I hear you. I was actually thinking, what's today, Friday? I should go to fucking Manhattan and just go fuck around with that.
You should.
I know.
Come back with a good story.
Yeah, it's like those moments. The random moments.
Random moments, right.
I like...
Why I go bowling.
Did I tell you that I was recording the parade? I had the phone up high for the Village parade. Not really paying attention, right? So the truck is like sitting there, the float with the people on it. It took me a while to realize they were fucking topless because they have body paint on.
Get out of here.
Yes, I was like sitting there like, wait a minute. These people are topless.
It was Halloween night. It was a little chilly.
Yeah, it was chilly.
Must have been a lot of headlights on.
Yeah, well, it was something that I didn't realize because there was a woman standing in front of me, a heavyset woman that was topless, and she looked like she had two socks filled up with sand.
Oh my god.
It's in one of my videos that I posted on YouTube. Let me not put it up, the short clip, because it'll probably get banned. My channel will get taken down or whatever.
Because somebody had their boobs out?
They censor people for nudity in their videos on YouTube.
Yeah, it was like one of those where I'm recording the parade because obviously I love the parade. I would love to go every year and check it out. But sometimes it's tough because it's during a work week.
Right.
This one that was on fell on a Sunday or whatever. Yeah, the costumes are crazy. I always just enjoy seeing people's creativity. People like a walking condom. There was this like huge guy who was walking on stilts, this huge costume that possibly had a couple people inside, like working the hands and stuff like that. It's just the creativity is awesome to see when checking out the parade. Have you ever went down to check it out?
Years ago, when I could deal with the city. I can't deal with the city anymore. I want to go in the country and just watch bison. I don't even want to see people.
Bison.
Bison, yeah, but...
You just don't want them on the hood of your car.
Exactly.
Or your truck, per se. I was watching a video. Did I send it to you? With all these people in rally cars, like, driving the countryside and hitting dogs and like, cattle and stuff. I was like, how the fuck is this allowed?
Sitting dogs?
Like, they're rally cars, and I guess it's a European thing, where they're riding the countryside, like, racing a bunch of people. They're, like, in these rally cars. They're racing in the countryside, like, on these back country roads and shit. And what do they end up hitting? They hit sheep. They hit deer. They hit cows. They hit dogs. I was just like, what is this? Like,
yeah, no, I couldn't watch that. I'd be very upset if I saw them hit a dog.
Yeah, it was, like, a weird thing to see.
Have you noticed on Instagram all the people, that song that they put on for people who have passed away or the dogs, that poem, If Tomorrow Starts Without Me? Have you seen that or any of them come up?
No.
Oh my God, I gotta send you one. It is so fucking sad. Every time I see it with the dog, I know I shouldn't watch it, but I do anyway, and I sit there bawl crying, and
aww,
I watch it again. It's just the saddest thing ever. I can't handle it.
So what is it, for a TikTok video? It's like a song that they're throwing on?
TikTok, so maybe it's from TikTok that people put it up. People put their dogs down, they had their child passes away. It's absolutely fucking heartbreaking.
You'll see the TikTok symbol on it, because whenever someone creates a TikTok video and then they pull it and put it on another platform, you'll see that little TikTok symbol on the screen, so then you know it was created by TikTok.
Yeah, some of them must be, but they're sad. I'll send you one of the dog ones. It's so sad.
Great. I can't wait to cry tonight.
Yeah. I can't. I sit there, I just get all teary-eyed. I can't. It's horrible. Then I keep watching it, and then they start flowing like a river. I'm like, oh my God, this is so fucking bad.
And then there's a Save the Children video afterwards?
No.
I'm joking. Sally Struthers.
Oh my God, how old is that?
It's from the 80s, right? She might be still alive. I actually saw her on an episode of Celebrity Ghost Story.
Really?
Yeah, she looked pretty good, you know, considering her age. I'm speculating she's in her 70s.
Well, didn't she used to do the one with the Feed the Hungry, right?
That's what I'm saying, Save the Children. I could have sworn it was Save the Children.
And she was, like, really heavy. I was like...
Yeah, she's got some kid who's, like, only thing he's got is a distended stomach and, like, tree legs for arms. That was a South Park. Wasn't that a South Park episode?
Probably. They've done everything.
Where they... Yeah, it was like, oh. Now, they went over the top on that, but... It was kind of...
They're great. I love it. Think what everybody's thinking.
What are you thinking about that Astro World situation? That's just straight fuckery.
I have no idea what the hell is that all about. I mean, I don't know what to believe on the news, but people, they were injecting people.
Yeah, I had heard a story about that. But if you see the symbolism in that concert, it's actually kind of crazy because... Tom, the weekend before, was just with his cousin, and they were at Rolling Loud that they had at Citi Field. That had, like, a whole lineup of different hip-hop artists. You got older, like, my era, the 50 Cent, and then all the way up. I don't know if this guy, Travis Scott, was at that one, but I know they're all having a great time sending Snapchat videos and shit. And Johnny was hating. He had his little glass of Haterade because he had to go to football practice. Well, I mean, the tickets are like $500 or $700 for that shit. Can you imagine having tickets like that, spending that kind of money, and then having to deal with that kind of fuckery? But from what it sounded like, info that I've gotten, say, courtesy of YouTube, that the venue, the land that it's sitting on, some people have died on that land before, so it's already, like, not good land. It was a Six Flags Astroworld was the name of...
Why did they start charging the stage? That's what I don't understand. And
because this motherfucker tells them to do that. You can look up old clips of him where he's telling them to fucking charge the place and come in for the concert. He's telling them to do it.
Did he do that at the concert? Not
yeah. He's done it many times. There's like a Lollapalooza clip where you pull it up and he's yelling at the people to say, fuck security and come in. I'm not quoting him, but I had seen the clip where he's telling people to storm the gates and come in. So now you got people who are paid. I'd be pissed seeing a bunch of punk ass kids like coming through, breaking down a barrier into a place that's already over capacity. So now you're gonna add more people. And now this asshole who was trying to whitewash the internet and get rid of like some of his old tweets, but people screenshotted that shit, so it's...
Yeah, see, I don't know anything about him, and, like, that's what I was wondering, like, why did they charge it? Is that true that people were injecting drugs into people, putting them into cardiac arrest, passing out? I mean, that's really crazy.
It's some that's stories crazy. That are circulating on the internet, but according to the Houston chief, he's saying it's not a story that panned out. How do you prove that?
I don't know. That whole thing is just very crazy and odd. I can't believe that.
The event happened to be on the same day of Kris Jenner's birthday.
So what does that mean?
There's people who speculate. There's a whole lot of speculation. I see where they go with it. You got to look at the Astro World venue where the people are going into the guy's mouth and then it's like a portal. Like,
guy's mouth? What the fuck are you talking about?
It's like a giant caricature. Like the entrance supposedly to Astro World is the guy's mouth. You got to look it up. And you see that they walk in, right? The stage in the back, they had a fucking dove that was on fire. On
a dove?
A dove.
A bird?
Yeah.
On fire.
And then, and you see the background where it says, see you on the other side. So it's all these references to, like, the other side. It's a lot of demonic references. And then the portal that's in the back, that's the light flashing.
I mean, that's what I would take it mean and not being demonic. People are getting high, you know? Like ecstasy and all that kind of shit.
I know, that's probably a great experience when someone's on the shit, the Molly or whatever. I don't know what the temperature was that day, because you would imagine it's probably hot and humid, and then you have the pyrotechnics that are going on that take the oxygen out of the air. Now you add, say, a capacity of 50,000. Somebody was saying that they sold 100,000 tickets, so it's like double the capacity of what it was supposed to be intended for. And then you storm the place with probably, what, another 25, 50,000 people? It's like a recipe for a disaster. From what it sounds like, there's hundreds of people that have all lined up for lawsuits against Live Nation. And Travis Scott and Drake was there. I would say that if I was a ticket goer, you know, because they're refunding all the money. I was listening to a lawyer on YouTube was saying if you read the fine print, that once you accept the money return, then you're waiving your right to sue them.
Wow.
So one would say if you attended that shit, whether you got hurt or not, I would get in on a class action lawsuit and go after these motherfuckers. And why? Coming after these people's pockets is the only way that they will provide a safer venue for people. The organizers have a duty to the people when they have a crowd that large in size. Sadly, the only way to force people to do the right shit by people is through massive lawsuits. Now they had to refund everybody's tickets. He took it way too far, this Travis Scott guy. He's the one who's had a couple kids with Kylie Jenner, which is one of the younger ones of the whole Kardashians.
Okay, but I don't think he was... I guess it's all for entertainment. I don't think he was thinking people were going to start getting killed. You have a crowd like that, and they come forward, and you go down, you're in trouble.
Oh, hell yeah. You got a whole pile of people, and they get into a panic. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's
it makes you not want to. I went to two concerts in my life. One was at Madison Square, and that was back shit. That was probably the 90s. One at Z100, and that was that giant stadium, and that was a bunch of artists. I don't like the thought, the older you get, of being amongst a crowd and being in that kind of a crowd. No, thank you.
No, I get what you're saying, but times have changed. I remember going to concerts. I went to one at Yankee Stadium, Giant Stadium. I think it was Scorpions. It was a metal concert. We jumped off the wall to get to the floor so you could be closer.
Mm-hmm.
But that was it. We didn't have a mob trampling. We didn't even think about it then. I guess when you get older, too, you think about it. But
yeah,
drugs are different. People are different. Times are different. You know?
Yeah. Well, when you think of it...
So selfish. Look at iPhone, iPad. There's no more we, us, and them. People don't think like that anymore.
No, it sounded like the crowd was like the anarchist kind of crowd. I have to pull some of his old clips and share with you. When you're seeing it, you're like, dude, you're totally setting yourself up for lawsuits. Like, totally set. He's setting himself up. It's like, that's so stupid to do that and have it documented on social media.
But he's also young, probably never thought that would happen. He's trying to entertain to make millions of dollars, which he is, and now he just is gonna be the scapegoat of it all.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? it's all done for entertainment. Everybody wants to make a million.
Well, yeah, and they want to make up for last year. So it would make sense. You had some lost revenue the year before, so let's throw in twice the amount of people to make up for last year.
Exactly. You know, take your... I guess it's easier to say, I don't have money like that, but take your loss, that's fucked up. That is really messed up.
You know, that's actually crazy when you think about it. The guy, I didn't really find some of his old posts and stuff to make him look good. But there's these clowns that are on the inside that are the ones that are really making the money. Like the Michael Jackson managers who own his name, so he doesn't technically own his own name and all. Those people that are behind the scenes, they're the ones that are making all the money. Now, he's the face of this stuff, the popularity, and he's the one that's going to go down. Now, those people that are in the background, the promoters and managers and shit, they'll just move to another artist.
Probably, yeah.
When you think of it, they got the perfect thing going on.
Fucking crazy.
Right?
And what state was that in that concert?
That was Houston, Texas.
Texas, okay. Yeah, I don't, that's just not even my type of music, so I don't know about what he does and this and that.
I don't really particularly like his artistry either, because you don't even understand. It sounds like he's got a dick in his mouth.
Oh my god,
Well, it does. If you hear any of the artists that Johnny likes, I'll have it playing in the car, because Tom and I will try to, like, have him include his kind of music, because it's selfish to always play my own kind of music. So I'll throw it on. Well, listen, I think the only artist that I actually like is J. Cole from the new group of people, the new batch that have come out. The other ones, there's this one guy, what do you call him, Little Uzi? He has, like, jewelry embedded into his fucking skull. And
what?
Yeah, there's a guy that's got this jewelry that's adhered to his skull. I don't want to say skull, but obviously probably his skin. They do that mosh pit where they jump into the crowd, and supposedly he lost it during that moment. And obviously somebody's got it. Yeah, you gotta look at these weirdos. They got the face tattoos and stuff, and this one had jewelry on his face. It's like, why? Why, bro? Why?
Attention?
I guess it's to up the ante. Everybody nowadays got sleeve tattoos. What's the next thing? Oh, let me just throw some jewelry on my skull.
Yeah, I don't know. I like that stuff great. I don't like it for me. Maybe because I'm older, too. I even think when I was younger, I would never have tattooed my face. You know what I mean? I have tattoos. I would never put a tattoo on my face or put somebody's name on my body. You know, that's just me.
But. I would look like the biggest... biggest dude on the planet if I had sleeves. I feel like
you would look like a bull dyke.
I know, right? Try to keep the face peeled back. Go. I figure by the time I hit 50, I gotta go for the Botox. I'm trying to hold out till then.
No, you got nice skin, and your face. You don't have the crow's feet, really, so you're lucky.
You know what's funny? I went to go for a facial, and the lady was trying to tell me about the wrinkles on my face. And I go, you know what? I'm 46. I don't look too fucking bad for 46. I'm close to 50.
No.
She was trying to needle me to get me to do more shit on my face. And I'm like, no, I'll just do the cleaning.
Yeah, no, you have good skin. You really do. And you have a lighter color to your skin. You know what I mean? You don't have that much melanin, but you have good skin. You look good. I would leave your skin alone. You don't need nothing yet.
I know, right? If I followed that lady's lead, I'd probably go for every fucking procedure she's got in that office. Oh, let me go for a facelift while I'm at it. No, get the fuck out of here. No, I know. The whole object of that is to get you to spend money.
Exactly. Fuck that.
I know, right?
I mean, when you need it, you get a little bit, you get older if you want to, but you don't need anything.
What was it, Mickey Rourke? Where he used to be one handsome dude, and he looks weird with the plastic surgery.
Yeah, he looks wild.
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't even look like himself.
No, it's like I'm looking at a lampshade, like a tight lampshade.
Yeah, Yeah, he doesn't look like himself at all.
No, he was probably better off taking the broken nose and just dealing with it. He went for the whole full facelift. Did you see that Rocky, the latest Rocky one, where there's a scene where he's in the van? It was like the Rocky one where he's like the coach and he's got the young guy. Was it Michael B. Jordan?
The name of the movie is Creed with Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, I have no idea, girl.
There was a scene in that movie. I'd have to look and see which movie it is. But you can see the scars on his hairline and behind his ear. This is the way the lighting was. It looked crazy. When you have the lighting a certain way, you can see like the face like pulled back tight and then the stitching around the hairline.
Oh shit, no, I remember seeing him in that.
I'd have to find the video and find that one clip, and you'll be like, oh shit, I see it. Right?
While we're on that subject, I need to go use the facilities, the John.
Alright, go take a shit, wipe your ass, and I'll talk to you later.
You got it, bye.
Alright, talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
I forgot that we parted ways due to a bathroom break. Very touching. Anyways, this wraps up part B on the discussion that Melissa and I had on our most random encounters. If for some reason you missed part A, head back into the podcast platform of your choice and look for the beginning of the discussion. I thank you for taking the time to stop by the Verbally Disastrous Podcast. For more information, head over to my website at www.constructiontales.com. You are highly appreciated. I wish you a great day. Peace out, Cub Scout.
This wraps up another episode on the Verbally Disastrous Podcast that can be found on Spotify, SoundCloud, and YouTube. For more information, head over to www.constructiontales.com. Thank you for listening and have a great one.